The 2018 Kentucky General Assembly session ends today in an unusual Saturday session. The second to last day was a busy one. The day began with a bit of deja vu as massive crowds of teachers inundated the Capitol, lobbying primarily for additional school funding. Lawmakers relatively quickly dispatched vetoes issued by Governor Matt Bevin. When the second to last day was done, House and Senate members had blocked Bevin's vetoes on the budget, a tax bill, and legislation to stretch pension payments for municipalities out over time. During the debate on taxes, Madison County Senator Jared Carpenter lamented that talk of tax reform never panned out until now.
This next budget bill will be better. This next tax plan is going to be better. I've been here 8 years. They've been talking about tax improvement for 40 years, and they've done nothing about it. They've done nothing to improve that process. This is a step in that direction.
In overriding one of the governor's vetoes, a measure will move forward to raise taxes on some 17 services and lower some personal and corporate income taxes. Minority Floor Leader Ray Jones offered this on the tax measure.
What this tax bill really does is it raises $436 million in taxes from the people who can least afford to pay more. That's what this bill does.
Opponents also argued budget cuts might be necessary as soon as this fall if the revenue bill doesn't generate sufficient tax dollars. Senate President Robert Stivers is confident the tax bill will produce enough revenue to balance the budget.
The fact that someone believes that revenues may not be there is not sufficient for a budget reduction act.
Paul Goodman is a retired educator who spent 35 years in the classroom. He says approved pension reforms remain a priority concern for him. Goodman says Kentucky teachers historically knew there was a financial trade-off in lower salaries for doing a job that support a public good.
We had a promise, you know, you're not going to make as much in the public sector as you would in the private sector, but you'll have a secure pension when you leave. Well, I'm not sure that the new teachers can accept that now, and I don't know that it's true for them.
The already approved pension legislation, a bill not debated Friday, calls for new hires to move into a cash hybrid defined contribution benefit plan. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.